Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for listening. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about Eric Clapton, believe it or not, and the hateful nature of the British media. So we're going to get to that. Before we do, remember, hit the heart button when we finish if you've enjoyed this one. And if you want to support the platform, well, you can do that by buying me a coffee, link below, or dropping a dollar or a pound into the donor box, link below. Two options available to you if you want to keep this thing going. Okay, back to Eric Clapton. So here's the headline, first of all. It's appalling, by the way. Virulent anti-vaxxer Eric Clapton, 76, who branded COVID vaccine rollout as, quote, mass formation hypnosis, falls sick with the virus and is forced to cancel his shows. Yeah, take that, you anti-vaxxer. Apparently, he's been forced to cancel part of his European tour after contracting the virus whilst performing in London. Clapton, 76, who previously claimed he suffered alarming side effects from his AstraZeneca jabs, will not perform his gigs in Zurich and Milan, which were scheduled to take place over the next couple of nights. The singer, who's understood to be fully vaccinated, earlier this year described those who had been jabbed as victims of mass formation hypnosis and released an anti-lockdown single called Stand and Deliver with Van Morrison in 2020. So it's understood that he contracted the virus after performing at the Royal Albert Hall on May the 8th. He's unwell, and the Daily Mail is loving it. Oh, this'll teach you a lesson, you anti-vaxxer bigot. And this is the schadenfreude, isn't it? This is the pro-vax media whores in the Daily Mail getting their jollies by rubbing their hands with glee at the fact that Eric Clapton has contracted the alleged virus. Now, there's a couple of things to be said in this. First of all, they even say it themselves, but they're too stupid to understand their own words. The thing about Clapton is he is fully jabbed. I mean, he did take it and felt unwell, and took the second one and felt even worse. So it's really, really clear that how Daily Mail, hello, how could this man who's done exactly what you've been shilling for the past couple of years, how could he be unwell? Don't tell me your vaccines don't work. Oh, no, David, but you don't understand. Taking the vaccine doesn't mean that you don't get it. Oh, I see, okay. And it doesn't mean you don't spread it. Yeah, it doesn't mean that. But it stops you going into hospital and it stops you dying. Well, it doesn't, does it? Because the evidence shows contrary to that. So what does the vaccine do? And this is the whole point. This is the real point of this story. I believe that the vaccine, because of the damage that the vaccine causes, makes people more likely to become unwell. And this unwellness, the media saying, oh, you got COVID, you got the symptoms of COVID. But not necessarily at all. But if your health is compromised because you've been foolish enough to take the jab, then the media is saying, yeah, no, you got COVID. It means that you need to take another couple of doses of it, probably. You see, here's the thing. Throughout this whole process, as you know, my friends, I've opposed the rollout of the vaccine. I have seriously questioned them. I've got big issues. But I do respect that if people want to take them, that's their choice. You know, and I don't delight in anyone becoming unwell. But the Daily Mail does. They're very happy about the fact that this 76-year-old man who chose not to go down the same narrative as them, they're delighted about the fact that he got the COVID. Hey, take that. But hang on a second. If your vaccines worked, he wouldn't have got the COVID, would he? And anyway, how do you know he's got the COVID? How do you know? Has he had a genetic test to demonstrate that what he has is actually COVID? What are his symptoms? How long has he had the symptoms for? Could there be something else? Are there other potential respiratory illnesses around that he could have? Is it actually a vaccine-induced injury? Is that what it is? Because one of the things that's clear, and again, you know, they're desperate to try and cover up this up, but they can't. We know that the majority of people taking ill with COVID have been fully jabbed. So that's weird. It's really weird, isn't it? Oh, and by the way, whenever they say, oh, yeah, Clapton, you claimed that the vaccine rollout was mass formation hypnosis. Well, I think the correct terminology is mass formation psychosis. But regardless, this is essentially people behaving like sheep because the media tells them and the politicians tell them and celebrities tell them and social media tells them. They obey. And let's be absolutely clear. It was mass formation psychosis. And in fact, the awful thing is it hasn't gone away because I think the government's fully aware of the fact that the majority of the population will do exactly as it was told. And that this mass formation psychosis, that explains why it was on, for example, lovely sunny day the other day. I was out in a local town and there's people wandering around outside with masks on. Why is that? Because they are victims of mass formation psychosis. Pity the Daily Mail couldn't get that one right. But anyway, that's what mass formation psychosis means. And the word psychosis, that really annoys him. But I'd like to leave it in. Some people, I think Dr. Robert Malone initially coined the phrase, or was one of the first to coin the phrase mass formation psychosis. And then he wrote back a wee bit from the word psychosis. But it is psychosis. It is psychosis. And it's people behaving. It's essentially groupthink. As to quote an Orwellian term, it's groupthink. The herd thinks this is what they have to do, and it's what they do. And so that way the government achieves the same. But I mean, you know, they want to talk so much about virulent anti-vaxxer. He's so anti-vax, he took two doses of the vax. That must be the world's worst anti-vaxxer. If you want the world's best anti-vaxxers, it's those of us who have refused it from day one and will not allow that in our bodies. We don't trust the technology. We have no confidence in it. Everything we've seen points to the contrary. So if you want anti-vaxxers, I suppose, and even that's wrong, because some people will take other vaccines, traditional vaccines, although I've got big issues about them these days, but some people will take those but not take the COVID so-called vaccine in quotation marks. And again, from day one, the media was quick to use this term anti-vaxxer and throw it at those of us who don't want this vaccine. Throughout my life, I have had other vaccines. Now, I look back, and as I say, being honest, I look back on some of that with a degree of, I wonder, did I do the right thing? But it is what it is. But the media used the term anti-vaxxer to demonize everyone who stood against their narrative. And now they're trying to pretend that mass formation, psychosis or hypnosis, oh, that's a conspiracy theory term. No, it's not. It's 100% accurate. It's certainly more accurate than anything we'd ever read in the Daily Mail. So there you go. They're taking delight from this 76-year-old man becoming unwell. Shame on them. But then, of course, it's pointless to say that because these individuals have no shame. Thank you so much for listening.